The dock replacement project at Aurora Harbor began October 1st. Eric Shaw is deputy port engineer and oversees construction. He says that it's the right time for an update.
It was built by the state back in the 60s, so it's outlived its useful life. We are seeing floats that are sinking, floats that are twisting. So we are replacing about the southern third of the entire harbor. So it'll be demolished here soon, and new floats will be installed, and the boats will move back in the spring.
And they will make more changes by the end of May, the expected wrap-up date.
We have a new water system going in, upgraded electrical. There is going to be a new all-season sewage pump-out facility. We want to have good, clean water and good, clean services in the harbor, so we're going to have a facility that will allow liveaboards as well as transient or moving vessels.
The $10 million project is being paid for from three sources.
There's a grant from the state. There's some fund balance, some money that Docks and Harbors has saved in anticipation of this. And then there's some sales tax money that's paying for this as well.
That's 1% sales tax money Juneau voters approved in 2012. David Borg is the harbor master. He says construction displaced about 134 boats, including a handful of liveaboards. They were moved to Harris Harbor, Douglas Harbor, or the other end of Aurora. Docks and Harbors hopes to also repair the Northern Aurora docks if the money becomes available. In Juneau, I'm Kayla Jaroche.